Hello dear friends, welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners, your companion on the road to a calmer life. I hope you're happy, and I hope you're peaceful. Today I wanted to talk to you about why compassion is not just important for the people that you do like, it's just as important for the people that you don't get along with, and actually above everything else, why it's important for your well-being. Whenever I think of compassion, I always think of a dog that we had back in a farm in Ireland. His name was Prince. And unlike the pop star with the same name, Prince was not a gentle soul. Prince was a mean dog. He was quite crazy. He would snap at the sheep. And he always had an angry look on his face. I've never seen another dog that looked constantly angry like Prince did. And he didn't get along with the other sheepdogs that we had as well. And over time, his behaviour just got worse and worse. So he'd get more aggressive. He'd just run in circles round and round the yard. And me and my brothers looked at Prince and just thought, well, he's a bad dog. But my father knew better. And he knew that there was something wrong. So he took him to the vet. He got him an x-ray. And when they got the x-ray back, they saw inside his stomach was a golf ball. Somewhere along the line in his life, he'd eaten a golf ball. So once we were able to see inside of him, we could understand why he behaved the way that he did. And that's just like us. So we write off people as being bad people or being evil people. But if we could see inside of them, we would find that they're filled with golf balls as well. So that might be experiences that they've had, particularly in childhood. It might be just the circumstances of their life. And those are driving the behaviours that we see today. And it's very, very important to try and take some time to look for that with people that we don't get along with. Not just to feel compassion for them, but for ourselves as well, because if we can try and understand how someone has arrived to where they are now, then we don't feel so angry towards them. So actually we're being kind to ourselves. And we have to be kind to ourselves and acknowledging that we have our own golf balls as well. And my partner would be the first to tell you that I have golf balls up to the eyeballs. So that's what we're going to do a guided meditation on today. Something to help us to build our compassion. It's going to start with three sounds of the bell. And I'll do the usual settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing on your posture, and I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. Moving your attention to your body, Noticing if you feel warm or cold. Noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Noticing the sensation of the clothes against your skin, the points of contact with the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be an angry thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. Finally, moving your awareness to your breath. Noticing the column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how your breath feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. So firstly, thinking of someone that you love. May be happy. May be peaceful. May be healthy and live a long life. May be happy, may be peaceful, may be healthy and live a long life. Now thinking of someone who you have mixed feelings about, or you might have no feelings at all towards this person. It may be happy, may be peaceful, may be healthy, and live a long life. Now thinking of someone who you have difficult feelings towards. May be happy. May be peaceful. May be healthy. And live a long life. And now thinking of yourself. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy and live a long life. Now thinking of all of the people across the world. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and live a long life. opening your eyes. Taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. And if you feel a sense of peace or calm, I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And if you've enjoyed the podcast, I would invite you to connect on Facebook. The link's in the description. We've set up a Facebook group which you can join. And next time we're going to be talking about injustice and how we choose to react to the wrongs that we see around us. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy, live a long life. I'm grateful for your company, and I look forward to practicing with you again. I've been